Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. Well, let's start with a few questions, and then we'll go from there.
My question was, I wanted more information about the River of Life, because I was listening to one of your tapes, and you bathe in the River of Life. Like, I know it comes from heaven, but I want to know more about it.
What she was specifically after, Mike, when she talked to me, I think you have the revelation of health.
Yeah.
Remember you talked about not taking a lot of, I talked about anywhere I've ever traveled, didn't matter where it was in the world, I always get sick even when I get shots. And you said you didn't take that many shots and you didn't get sick. And then we talked about health. And you seem, I think you indicated that you spent some time receiving that revelation. What exactly did you, what was the process you went about to receive that? Good morning, Norma.
Morning.
Yeah.
I know how you've seen the faith when we used to declare it all the time. I remember the pastor standing in front of the church. He was coughing. He said, "This is only a symptom. I'm not really sick."
Yeah.
I think he got sicker as time went on.
Okay. Well, my journey in this comes over a long period of time. So, when I first engaged health and looked to receive the revelation of my inheritance in God, I had no idea of anything heavenly, or it was basically just the Word of God bringing life to me, and therefore receiving the Word and the revelation of the Word that would bring life. So in terms of healing, I had several incurable situations that God had healed me of, and I had some miraculous healings. People laid hands on me and things immediately changed, and a back condition that got healed. But I had Meniere's disease, which was very debilitating, and I had to take medication just to stop me getting vertigo and spinning around and different things. And so I decided to pursue healing from the beginning, because I was brought up that healing was never even mentioned, and then once I got baptized in the Spirit, I engaged in teaching that healing was in the kingdom, but then I wasn't getting healed, so I wanted to find out why. So I went back to every scripture I could find on healing, and began to meditate on those scriptures, and it soon became apparent that healing was my inheritance, and that God was my healer, and that healing was part of what Jesus did on the cross for me. So that became something I was convinced of very early on in my sort of meditation around it, and then I needed to get that into my heart so that it would become a spring of life in me, so I could engage in it. And so I began to meditate on healing, confessing healing, even in spite of having the symptoms and still taking the medication, because I didn't feel any release from God not to take the medication. And I didn't, because I was building faith and engaging that truth so that I could go beyond being healed to living in health. And it took me 2 or 3 years. During that time, it was something of a major focus in my personal time with God and in my time in the Word of God, until it became that I believed it. I believed it even though I was still taking the medication, and I think that was the key point for me. I believed that that God was my healer and health was my inheritance. In spite of the symptoms. And then one day, I was at a conference and my ears just popped open because I was fairly deaf in one ear, and it sounded like the PA system was turned up in the worship, and God just spoke to me and said, "Now you can throw your tablets away." And I did, I've never taken another tablet since. No, that's been tested over the years. The enemy tries to get you in your mind. And the way in which I see the testing coming is always fear. And so, you know, I used to have little packets of tablets in different pockets and in different parts of my case, and just in case, because if I didn't take the tablets, you know, it could be pretty severe. I mean, if I was driving and had a vertigo attack, which happened to me once, it could be really dangerous. So I used to keep these little packets of tablets. And each time I found some, the thought came into my mind, just keep them just in case. And if I had responded to that thought and kept them, then I would have received back through fear the sickness. But I just threw them away every time. I didn't respond to the thought. I rebuked the thought, and I've lived in health ever since. You know, and you know, that's probably 18 years. Now I realize that what I was receiving was the life and the truth that was contained in the word, and that comes as a flow of revelation that comes through the Spirit. Now, if I was to go through that process again now, or encourage people to go through that process again now, I would do it very much differently. I would do it more experientially, because I would use the river of life as a source of life, because that's what it is. It's the source of life. Now I would see, you know, John 4, that when we receive living water, that's exactly what it is, living water. There is no death, there is no sickness, there is no decay in that water. It is just pure life from heaven, from God, through the Spirit, that we can actually drink each day, that we can actually get in each day. We could submerse ourselves, be baptized in it every day, because it flows out of heaven and it flows into our spirit. So when we open the first love gate, literally that river flows. Now, if people don't learn to open the first love gate, it's like it trickles. There's a trickle that most of us have lived on for most of our Christian experience, because we've never learned to open up that gateway into the realms of heaven, so that heaven can flow in us and the kingdom will manifest itself in our lives in fullness. So we've only been just taking a trickle of that river. But of course, as that talks about it becoming a fountain, a source, a spring of life, and Proverbs 4, 20 to 23, 4, really talks about what it is to meditate on the truth, and so that from our heart flow the springs of life. And so we guard our heart and keep our heart filled so that it flows life. And John 7 then talks about rivers of living water beginning to flow through us, from us, as we embrace the river of life, as we get into it. Now, you know, you can follow the river of life right back to its source, and within the realms of heaven, it flows through the tree of life, it flows down through waterfalls and flows through the garden of God, it flows down. Ultimately, you know, I followed it to its end, where normally when I engage it, it's like I step into it in the realm of the kingdom of heaven, in heaven itself, in Eden. But it flows down through Eden and flows down into the atmosphere of the earth, and it's dammed up in the atmosphere of the earth, waiting to be released onto the earth when we get the Joshua generation people ready for a harvest that's coming. And so that dam one day is going to burst, and that river of life is just going to flow out, which will change everything, which is what it was always intended. You know, Adam and Eve were supposed to tend the garden, and so that river would flow out, so that dominion would engage the world, and that the garden would transform the earth back into Eden, which was a pattern of what it was in heaven, in God's garden in Eden there. So, you know, now if I was looking to engage this, I would be looking to engage the river of life, drink the river of life, revelation of who God is in that river, its wholeness. I would then also look at that as flowing in communion, that the DNA of God and the life of God, that as we take the body and the blood of Jesus, that we're receiving his life in its fullness, and therefore that brings health and wholeness also to our body. You know, I would put together a whole package of experiences and revelation that I've now got in a totally different way. But God always takes us where we are, and he doesn't punish us for the revelation we've not got. He takes us with the revelation we have got, and our desire and pursuit for that revelation to increase, and he will take us at that point of faith, which is why I received health in my experience at the time. Now, I did pursue it. You know, I pursued it for a few years to build that truth up so that I knew that healing, health, everything belonged to me as my inheritance as a child of God. And then God responded by releasing that experience to me, and then I've stood and lived in that truth ever since. So now, you know, the river of life in Ezekiel 47, where it flows out from under the temple, and it flows out ankle deep and knee deep and waist deep until it's out of depths, then it brings life and even turns salt water into fresh water and brings life wherever it goes. And I think these are the sort of the pictures that we need to sort of carry and we need to experience. And then we can see those pictures outworked as that river flows out of us, creating an environment around us where health and wholeness can also flourish. And so when people step into our environment, just like with Peter's shadow healing people because of the manifestation of the glory of that revelation flowing through him, then that can also happen to us, that people can get healed around us because they step close enough to experience that atmosphere around our lives. So I think that's where I would sort of engage on that now, I think. Okay.
Go ahead, Elizabeth, you got a question? Can you hear me?
No. I'm just receiving what Mike is saying here.
Okay. So since I've been with you personally, how has your engagement in terms of the bench of 4-3 and sort of we obviously talked about the angel of the house and how that could bring unity and open up a window of heaven. Have you sort of been looking to pursue that? How's that been going?
Since you've left, we have not been able to get together as yet.
Okay.
And I think the others to speak, but for me personally, I had a good many days just incubating everything. There was definitely something that changed for me personally, and when I talked to the others, with Angela and Bill and Deb, they definitely said something felt different inside us or around us. I guess that would be because of the investiture and what we engaged in the heavenlies. So for a while, I think I have been just incubating all this stuff, and really I felt like my spirit grew larger and I received so much that my mind wasn't able to catch up to it quick enough. So I just felt in this a real quiet place of really incubating all of this before we got together again, and just, yeah, to deal with all the things and decisions, and it's like it just felt like a whole lot to really process. So that's where I am at.
Well, you did get 3 or 4 days of questions and answers, so yeah, it was a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
like Elizabeth, I've been processing a lot, but we did get together, not physically, but just like this. We did touch base, and we talked about our experience, so and we didn't go step in, but we, you know, like you encouraged, we talked and talked and talked and, you know, just discussed our experiences and you know, we mulled it over. So yes, we did get in, get together. I think Elizabeth means we didn't physically get together yet.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I guess what's changed for me, Mike, having read the book Rapturalist, and then sitting with you and talking about the Joshua generation, it's almost like an excitement in my spirit, but it's all starting to get together, embassies of light that will be forming around the world, and the fact that actually turned my, where one time my mind would probably almost not be in line with where my spirit was going, because I'd be looking more for end time, with, you know, the rapture coming and all that stuff. And now I see it differently, where, you know, hunker down and hold on till the end. I see it totally different now, and I'm just like excited about going up and getting our destiny, what he wants us to do.
What I have also found is that something unusual happened. I knew a person for many years now, and
Are you guys have that problem?
Sorry.
We keep freezing for some reason.
No.
You're not having that problem?
No.
Okay, I'll get my computer in.
Yeah. And I just felt like something opened up. I don't know how to put a word, but something opened up that this person, out of the blues, got Deb's number, called Deb, and has been following. He said he has been following this hangout from since the beginning. But like, how on earth? Because this is, to me, this is a person like I didn't expect, you know. And Ian Clayton and all these things he's been listening to. See, he has been super hungry and terribly just really excited about all of this. So he is most likely be coming out with us now. And then somebody emailed me from another province and is really, really hungry, has been following and listening to all of these things, and is super hungry and wants to connect with somebody in that province in Canada. And, you know, it seems like people are just being drawn, as you had put it, to this sound. People are being drawn, their hearts are being drawn to this. And I just see like this, something is being broken open. It's not like a big, huge gush, but something definitely has broken open, and there is movement, really, that is happening. At least I think in Canada for sure. I know in other places, but Canada, you know, for us, you know, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we need to be looking for. We're looking for the never-ending increase of his government. So if there's going to be an increase, and we're going to see the kingdom of God fill the earth, if we're going to see the mountain of the house of the Lord raised up above every mountain, you know, if we're going to be the people that demonstrate the kingdom and are transfigured and begin to radiate glory and come into the fullness of sonship, that God can actually manifest those sons on the earth to engage creation and engage restoration of everything, then, you know, that revelation is going to be progressively released. And that sound is coming out of heaven, and therefore the sound is connecting with people. And it's through all different routes, it's through different ways, people are hearing other people share some things, but they're also just in their own spirit being drawn to seek for something more and something new, you know, and you know, God is just beginning to connect people so that we can support and encourage each other, that we can become that Joshua generation, that we can actually help those engage everywhere where we're going to engage, you know. And I think that's really key in what we're doing, is to look for those signs, you know, look for those who are hearing the sound, even if it's just hearing an initial, what is this? Something's new. I am being stirred. Then look to engage those people, you know, by introducing them bit by bit into what God's doing. Yeah, and you know, if people are hungry, that's great. And that hunger, God will satisfy. You know, God will satisfy that hunger, because He's drawing people, and things are being open. You know, there is a much clear open heaven, so that the Spirit of God is beginning to engage people all over the world and draw them together. And I think we just got to go for it. And so what's happening in Canada is great, you know, and it's happening in other parts of the world. And for me, I think the key is that where those people who are responding will set up cities of refuge or, you know, apostolic resource centers. I mean, I think that, you know, from my trip to the US and Canada, you know, that was the exciting bit, to actually go to three places and each one of them feels called to that and has that within their DNA and destiny to establish that center where we can have an embassy of heaven, you know, living under the authority of heaven and beginning to manifest that authority on earth, so that we have a beachhead to take ground and to see those things expanded, you know, and then from the experiences and the revelation and the truth that we receive, we can give that away to other people in other regions, in other areas, so they can also catch that heart to establish those things, so that we get that vision of pillars of fire connecting up to form a canopy of fire that takes back the atmosphere of the earth. And I think that's what I'm starting to see more and more, and I think that's, you know, that's what God is going to call you to do, because you'll be a place where other regions will catch it and begin to engage in that, so that we can get these embassies all over Canada, all over the world, you know, and benches of three and mountains of authority, you know, raised up to administer the kingdom and to bring government and to expand that government and to see heaven, you know, reformed after the pattern on earth, so that we can see earth as it is in heaven, you know. And I think that was always God's intention. We're in an exciting place, you know, and there's people prophesying this in different ways, using their own language and using their own words, but actually that behind it there's the same sentiment that, you know, God is moving, you know, God is opening things. You know, I think there was a few things published on some of the Facebook pages, I think yesterday, where I read some of the things coming out of Bruce Allen and other people who are beginning to prophesy things, which, you know, it's using different terminology, but the heart behind it is the same. You know, things are beginning to open and change, which is great. So, yeah. Awesome.
Right. So you guys want to have an activation thing?
Yes. Please.
Bill and Deb?
Yep, that'd be great. You can hear us?
Yep.
I had to change the computer. The one kept freezing, so.
Let me ask one quick question.
Oh, he's got a quick question.
One quick question.
Okay.
I'll limit it to any other ones. In 1 John, John 1, 14, he talks about the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yep.
When I was doing communion, it kind of hit me that when Paul was talking about it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives within me, it's really what coming that the Word is going to become flesh within us as this goes forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, the Word is living and active and powerful, and that Word is Jesus. You know, and I think it's going to go beyond the restrictions of the written Word and the problems of the interpretation and all the different denominations that have been built up around different interpretation of the written Word to engagement with the living Word, which will remove all those barriers, because we will be engaging the person himself who will give us revelation, because he will be the revelation that's in us. And so I see, you know, see that because we are being transformed into his image. And so the living water and the living Word and the living truth and the way, the truth and the life, you know, they are within us, abiding in us, dwelling in us, so that they can begin to manifest through us, so that that living truth, the living Word, will manifest through us. And then ultimately, when we're beginning to operate in the fullness of sonship, what we speak will take place. You know, and Jesus made it really clear that we have to be very careful about the words that come out of our mouths, because we will have to give an account for every word. And so we should not use idle words or words that have no purpose, or negative words, because what we speak will frame that which we live around us. And therefore, when you become more and more in tune with that revelation, your words carry a greater dimension of authority, because that living Word is manifesting in us, in our hearts, and then from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's what we need to be able to engage, that we will be able to speak, and it will have creative power behind it to manifest those things that we say instantly. Now, that may be very dangerous right now for people to see things manifested instantly, and that's why we need to have the relationship with Jesus, which will enable us to only do what we see the Father doing, only say what we hear the Father saying, so that we're flowing out of the revelation of who we are and our destiny, rather than those things that just fill our hearts from the natural realm, which is why we need to have our hearts purified and refined, why we need to make sure the soil of our hearts is good, and therefore only good things take root and flourish, because then we begin to speak and we begin to manifest those things through us. And I believe that's coming. You know, it's not there yet, because I think it would be dangerous to be there right now for the majority of people, but the more people who begin to understand who they are as sons of God and embrace their full inheritance as sonship, we'll see the creative power that God has given us, if being co-heirs with Christ, to flow. And yeah, I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Well, what no longer lives? Just my old way of doing things in the flesh no longer lives. But then it says, the life that I now live. So it's the old life that actually no longer lives, but I now live a new life being joined with Christ. And I think whoever is, it says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit. And then when we speak with the authority that is flowing out of that life, and we will see manifestations, I believe, of God's kingdom and God's glory in a whole different dimension. So you're absolutely right. There is a manifestation of the Word, the living Word in us, so that it can be manifested through us and around us, which is pretty awesome what's coming, I think. So, yeah.
Okay, so you guys ready? Mike, do you have somewhere that you think that you would like to take us, or I don't know if you guys felt drawn to somewhere else?
Where would you like to get? Where would you want to go?
I see Bill smiling. Bill, it looks like you have something in your heart.
No, I was just saying a river of living water.
Yeah, you want to go for life.
I want to heal.
But she's being there with Mike, I'm sure, already.
Angela, what do you feel?
That's good. River of life is good.
Okay.
Well, we can engage in that river, but the river engages in various places. And so, in a sense, once we begin to engage, then we'll see where God wants to take that. You know, because I feel that we need to engage in the place where life is flowing in us and flowing through us. And so our spiritual gateways need to be open for that flow. But there is so much to that source, particularly when we follow it back to the throne and God's throne, because the river of life is a crystal river, and the revelation of that, what's contained within the light within those crystals, is much thicker the closer you get to the throne. That's why further down you find that there are gemstones and things on the bottom of the river, because the river is flowing thinner, if you like, because those gemstones are there for us to take. But further up, it's a different type of river, and the experience is different. So maybe we'll look to sort of get baptized in that river in maybe three dimensions. So let's just see how we can engage in that. Yeah, okay, well, let's just encourage you just to close your eyes and just activate your spirit. And Father, we just thank you for the open heaven you have over us right now. We thank you that we can just come through that gate of first love that is open, and the river that's flowing from that gateway. And we just follow the river back through the gateway into the realm of the kingdom, which takes us into the realm of heaven. So we just step in by faith to engage the river in the realm of the garden of God in Eden, in heaven. And as we just stand in that river, we just feel the source of that river flowing through us, the life of that river flowing through us, so we can just drink that river deeply, the source of life that becomes life to our physical body, to our soul, to our mind, to each area of us that river is flowing. So I encourage you just to submerge yourselves. Just be baptized into the river of life and baptized into the Holy Spirit, who is the source of that river for us. And just receive the righteousness, peace, and joy in its fullness, as that comes around you, as you're just submersed in that river. Righteousness, peace, and joy, deeper and deeper into the realm of the Spirit. Just let the energy and the life that comes through your righteousness as gifted to you, just let it touch every part of your being, every cell of your body, every neuron in your mind, every part of your heart, that righteousness and the revelation of righteousness just touch you deeper and deeper and deeper. Let the revelation of peace just bring you into that place and revelation of wholeness, of shalom, within every cell of your body, that brings wholeness and peace, health, back to your body, to your mind, to your soul. It's just that deep, deep baptism into peace. As it surrounds you, it flows through you. As you embrace it, just let it go deeper and deeper. Just let the revelation of joy, what it means to have joy flowing through every fiber of your being. The joy of the Lord being your strength, your power, your enabling. Let the revelation of joy touch you, each part of your body, your soul. Let it touch your mind and bring revelation of what it is to have His joy in you, that your joy may be overflowing and full. River, you may see things, you be scrolls or jewels. For you at this place where the Holy Spirit, that energy, that life, that vibrancy, just let him give you revelation of anything you need to receive here. Over to the right, there's the waterfalls cascading down. As you see those waterfalls, just begin to think of the waterfall. Now just stand under the waterfall. Just feel the energy and the power of that waterfall as deep calls out to deep. As deep calls out to deep. The deep things in Jesus as the Son of God calling out to you. Calling out to the deep things within your spirit, your destiny, the revelation of sonship, of being a co-heir and a joint heir with him. Just feel that as you stand under the power of that waterfall, it just flows through you, flows into you. Again, touching every part of you, engaging every part of you. Feel a deeper revelation of the way of life, the way of Jesus, being his disciple, following him, the pathway for your life. Just let it engage you. Word of God, the living, active Word of God becoming flesh within you as it flows into you. Let the revelation of the truth, the reality of who you are, the truth of who you are as a Son of God, the eternal truth of your destiny, of your calling, oh, just let it flow into you, engaging you, drawing you deeper and deeper and deeper into that truth. Washing every opposition, every lie, every hindrance, every doubt, as truth becomes embodied in you, the truth, the reality of life in the kingdom, your life in God. just allow it to flow around you, to flow into you, to embrace you. Just let the fullness, the depth of the life, the fullness of the abundant life that's available in Him, in Christ, in you, just feel it flowing into you, expanding your capacity for life, the fullness of life, the fullness of the life of Jesus, the life of God, of the abundant, overflowing life. Just start to embrace it. Let it expand the tent pegs of your life. Your capacity for life would increase as you go deeper and deeper and deeper. As deep calls out to deep of the true life of a son, the true life of sonship, the true authority and the power contained within that life, living and active. Just receive that life. Let the way and the truth of the life be formed in you as you go deeper into Him. Baptized deeper into the revelation of who He is and who you are. Now just begin to float up that river, float up the waterfall, just floating up to the top. Now just begin to think of the garden of God, the Father's garden. So you can cross over the bridge on that river and walk into the Father's garden. And in the Father's garden, the river is deeper and thicker. The river of the Father. And just go into that river, cascading down again from the waterfall into the pool. that contains deeper revelation of the Father. So you just step into it, as you go deeper into it, just embrace being baptized into the Father's love, into the Father's heart, deeper into the Father, deeper into I am, so that you will be, and just rest. Rest in that river. Enter into a depth of rest in the Father. As you're immersed in that river, just sense how thick it is with the Father's presence, with the revelation. Who he is and who you are as his child. Revelation of holiness. As he is holy, so you are holy. As you're deeper and deeper into his heart, just feel the vast sum of the thoughts that he has for you. His thoughts from eternity, how he feels about you, how he sees you, who you are, created from his heart. Just feel one with him. Just immersed in holiness. Just feel the sense of the authority you have in the Father, as Jesus was in the Father and the Father was in him. Just feel the authority you have to bring judgment. Just bring that revelation of what true judgment is to life. and the authority you have. From holiness and righteousness to release judgment that will bring transformation. Just sense your authority to rule in the Father, to rule in righteousness and justice. Let his thoughts about you encompass you about as you receive them into every part of you, deeper and deeper and deeper into the fabric of your being. His thoughts, his intentions, his purpose, your destiny, reveal from his heart of love that frees you to go deeper and deeper, to outwork the revelation of who you are. His life flowing through you. Just feel how secure you feel. Just sense the security of being in the Holy Spirit, clothed with the armor of light. Being in Jesus, clothed with the armor of righteousness. Being in the Father, clothed with the armor of God, equipped. Safe and secure, empowered, envisioned, being deeper and deeper and deeper. Prepare your hearts, just prepare to take everything that you've received into your heart, within your spirit today. It will become foundational to you, something that will enable you to go further and higher and even deeper into the things of God. Just prepare now, just to step back, bringing with you the revelation of your encounters with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus and the Father. Okay.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
When we were by the waterfall, I saw this person seeming sort of transparent, just within the waterfall. And I looked again, and it was Angela. So I saw you there. I kind of sense Bill and Dan nearby, but I saw Angela there. I saw your hair. The white of your hair was clear, but the rest of your body seemed very transparent. Really turning, you were like turning. It's almost like a dance in the waterfall. And I wanted to ask about this. Behind the waterfall, I saw a place. It seems like a road or a place to go under behind the waterfall. Because whilst I was there, I was in the waterfall, and a lot of things were happening there. Things were coming down, and then I saw this place behind there. But it didn't go. Instead, we went up. So, yeah. So is there a place behind the waterfall?
There is, yeah. There's an entrance, an access point behind the waterfall. People engage it in different ways. For me, it's a room where I've engaged and I've received quests in that room that are assignments. I know other people that call it a dialogue room where they get revelation. Some people see it as a gateway that goes deeper. But there is, yeah, sort of up the waterfall, you can engage and go through it into another place. So, yeah.
Okay. And when we were when we went over the bridge and we went into the river, I felt like the whole river was pulsating with God's heartbeat.
Yeah.
The whole river, I felt it in my body. I felt this movement. And as that continued, I felt as though I was like part of his heartbeat, or of his heart was like I was in the heartbeat then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's lots more stuff, but I was sure that's for now.
Good. Awesome. Very good.
Oh no. I wanted to ask, I saw, and then suddenly out of nowhere I saw this clock. And I saw the clock at 3 o'clock, like that. And there was a map. I didn't recognize. I have to go and look after. On top of the clock, it's almost as the face of the clock, and on top of the clock had a map. And then it was 3 o'clock, like that. Map is up there. Mm. And then it was at 3 o'clock. So I figured what that is. Yeah.
I'm sure as you seek God for it, you get revelation. Obviously, a clock, obviously, it's normally timing, but map, yeah, the timing of engaging in the map of the journey, maybe, but I'm sure God will give you revelation as you meditate around it.
To that. Yeah.
Anyone else want to share anything?
I was just really enjoying the experience, and I could literally see the nodules of my, you know, as it would be my physical lungs. I could see it just taking in. It was blowing up like a balloon. Like I was just breathing in and just taking in that living water in my being. And I could see the very fiber of my being just being blown up and taking it in, amongst other things.
What I found was interesting in the first two realms with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus, I only perceived myself there. But when we went into with the Father, I perceived all five of us together, one point almost holding hands. And what really came to me was that there was unity of the Father became really strong. All five of us, unity of the five. Didn't matter what we were doing, there was unity coming down. He was putting in the directions, but there was, in the pool with the Father, there was just total unity.
I think Mike just came back. Mike,
what I was saying is that in the first two realms with Jesus,